This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm waiting to get hold of my pal Roger Stone, but I just want to say, while we're waiting, you know, this discussion we're having about the Trump indictments and whether that's going to be enough of a distraction for Joe Biden to cover up for Biden's policy mistakes, I don't think so. I mean, I think the public is inured to all of this politicalization and weaponization of Joe Biden and his Justice Department, Merrick Garland, and now this guy Jack Smith, and before him Alvin Bragg, and blah, blah, blah. The Devin Archer stuff blows the lid off Biden's own problems with pay-to-play business dealings and potential bribery allegations and things of that sort. But I just think, you know, these announcements come. You saw Trump this week. He flew in back to New York and was there for the arraignment. I just don't think it has an impact. I mean, I think the country wants to return to a different set of economic policies. I think they want much faster growth. I mean, you heard Tyler Goodspeed, former CEA chair. He's a really super smart guy, friend of mine. We worked together in the Trump White House. You know, what the hell? 1.5% growth, 1.8% growth. We ought to be growing at 4 or 5%. You know, after COVID, and we've had a long-term slowdown, stagnation. I mean, we used to grow in the Reagan years. Reagan's growth rate was 5.5% or something like that. He was cutting taxes, and we had during the JFK years after his tax cuts, we grew at 5%. And at the top of the show, I know it's a lark, but the fact is it's the 100th birthday of the Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge tax cuts. We grew at 5.5% for almost 10 years. What are we doing growing at 1.5%, 1.8%? That's not growth. That's really recessionary type stuff, and we still have inflation, and gasoline prices are still, $3.75, $3.80. It was close to $2 3 years ago. People are not happy with that. I understand it. I mean, I think they want to see public safety, what's going on in our cities and elsewhere. They want to see that stop. What's going on in New York City is absolutely a travesty. They want to see the border closed, for heaven's sake, so we can avoid these problems. They want to see your parents running your education system, not these crazy left-wingers who are pushing these racist agendas and sexualization agendas. They want to see a strong foreign policy with China. Despite the best of intentions, it just seems to me the Ukraine-Russian story, you know, Trump says he would negotiate a peace deal. I think that's what people want. I think they want a peace deal. Did we get Stone?
Hello? Here I am.
Oh, Roger, my love. Good. I was just filling in with you, folks. Roger Stone, political consultant, strategist. He's the smartest, most insightful guy. He's been a campaign aide to Nixon and Reagan and Trump, best-selling author. And his website is stonecoldtruth.com. Welcome back, Roger. So let's continue this. I mean, Joe Biden would like to see all these Trump indictments as a distraction from his lousy economy, the lack of public safety and so forth and so on, the migrant problem, the open borders problem, and his own corruption problems, Roger. Is this distraction strategy going to work?
That's exactly what it is, Larry. If you look it out, you can actually plot it out on a calendar. Cocaine is found at the White House. Boom, Trump is indicted in a superseding indictment. allegations that seem to be quite solid of multi-million dollar payments from Burisma Energy in Ukraine to Joe and Hunter Biden. Boom, Trump is indicted. It is an entire strategy of distraction. They're not only distracting from the miserable impact of their policies, record gasoline prices, epic inflation, a 76% increase in the cost of groceries, basic groceries, shipping billions to Ukraine while scuttling peace talks. We don't even have peace talks going. And we know that there were two promising peace deals, both scuttled by the Biden State Department, that would have stopped the killing. So it has threefold. One, in the short term, it is meant to distract from the disaster that is the Biden administration. But secondarily, they're petrified that Donald Trump is going to become president again. Does anyone think that if he were not leading handily for both the Republican nomination and continuing to lead Biden in the trial heats in every respectable poll, including in the swing states, that they would be trying to destroy him like this? So while would they like to lock him up? Would they like him to die in prison? Yeah, that would be icing on the cake. But what they really want to do is make sure that he cannot win the next election.
You know, I want to cut in. Roger, what's it called? You got your show on WABC Radio. It's what, 3 to 4?
3 to 5. 3 to 5 every Sunday at 77 on the AM dial. Or folks can call into WABCRadio.com for the Roger Stone Show, 3 to 5 Eastern every Sunday.
Good. I want to get that done. That's very important. Who you got coming on your show?
This weekend I have David Schoen, who was President Donald Trump's impeachment lawyer in the first impeachment. To my mind, the single most brilliant legal strategic mind in the country, who has been really putting forward a robust defense of Trump with Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity, and he's not afraid to go in the lion's den either. You'll see him at CNN. You'll see him at MSNBC. The guy is brilliant. We have Dave Goodside, who talks about my search for the perfect American hamburger, takes us a little history of the hamburger and where you can find the greatest hamburgers in America. And then we have Joel Gilbert, who's a documentary filmmaker, who wrote a book and created a film called Michelle Obama 2024. We're covering the very suspicious news coming out of Martha's Vineyard regarding the death of the Obama chef. The Massachusetts State Police now say that the blood samples they've disappeared. They lost them. So there can be no toxicology report in their investigation into that tragedy. Right.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Roger, real quick, this latest indictment, is that having any negative impact on Trump's polls, real quick?
It's counterintuitive, Larry. It seems to be the exact opposite.
Yeah.
He gets a shot of adrenaline every time he is indicted. He himself said the other day, if they indict me three more times, one more time, I'm going to clinch the nomination.
Yeah.
So he's actually going up in every poll I respect. Not all polls are equal. And he pulls in, you know, tens of millions of dollars of small and medium-sized donations from mom and pop America.
Roger Stone, thank you ever so much. Folks, we're going to take a break. Stock market work after this.